Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are, Parsha's Bo, Aliyah, Shani. V'yomar Hashem el Moshe netiha yad al Eretz Mitzrayim ba'arba v'yal al Eretz Mitzrayim v'yochal as kol esiv ha'aretz es kol asher hishir ha'barad. Hashem said to Moshe, stretch out your hand over the land of Mitzrayim in order to bring the plague of Arba, following Rashi, and they will arise over the land of Mitzrayim and they will eat all of the grass of the land, everything that was left over from the hail. Vayir Moshe es Matehu al Eretz Mitzrayim v'Hashem niheg ruach kadim ba'aretz kol hayom ahu v'chol halayla habokir haya ruach hakadim nasa es ha'arbe. Moshe stretched out his staff over the land of Mitzrayim and Hashem caused an easterly wind in the land all that day and all the night. And in the morning there was the easterly wind carrying the locusts. Rashi notes that since Mitzrayim is in the southwest, an easterly wind will carry the locusts in. V'yal ha'arba al kol eretz Mitzrayim v'yonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim kavid me'od lefanav lo hayachin arba kamohu v'acharav lo hiyakin. And the locusts arose on the land of Mitzrayim, and they settled in the entire boundaries of Mitzrayim. It was very heavily. There was no such plague of locusts before, and there will be no plague of locusts like it afterwards. Rashi asks us a question for somebody who knows a little bit of Tanakh, that in Sefer Yoel, it also says that there was no plague of locusts like during the time of Yoel. So how do we explain this? Rashi says, with regard to Moshe's plague of locusts, they were all one type, and Yoel's plague of locusts, there were multiple types of locusts. V'yichas es ein kol ha'aretz, v'techshach ha'aretz, v'yochal es kol esav ha'aretz, v'es kol pri ha'etz asher hosir ha'barad, v'lo nosar kol yerek be'etz, v'esav ha'sad v'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And they covered the entire land so that one could not see it, and the land was darkened. And they ate all of the grass and all of the fruits of the trees that was left over from the hail. There was no vegetation left over, neither in the trees nor on the ground, in all of the land of Mitzrayim. V'maher par l'kula Moshe l'Aaron v'yomer chatasi l'Hashem elokeichem v'lochem. And Paro rushed to call Moshe and Aaron, and he said, I have sinned to Hashem your God and to you. V'ata sana chatasi achapam v'tiru l'Hashem elokeichem v'yaser me'alai rak es hamavis hazeh. And now, please bear my sin this time and pray to Hashem your God and remove from me this death. Vayetzim im paro v'yater al Hashem. And he left from Paro and he prayed to Hashem. V'yafoch Hashem ruach yam chazak me'od v'yisa es ha'arba v'yiska ehu yam asuf v'lil nishar arba echad b'chol gvul Mitzrayim. And Hashem turned over the winds to a very strong westerly wind and it carried the locusts and it pitched them into the sea of reeds of the Yam Suf, and there was no locust left in the entire boundary of Mitzrayim. Rashi says that since we're talking about a Ruach Yam is a westerly wind, but Yam Suf is the westerly edge of Eretz Yisrael, but he says it's also the eastern edge of Eretz Yisrael as well, such that the entire area, so a wind blowing from the west, will then carry the swarm out into the Yam Suf. Rashi says, when it says there were none left, why does it have to come and tell us that there were none left at all? Rashi says that this is a reboy to tell us that even if they had gotten any of the locusts and preserved them for a snack, they were salted and preserved, there were no locust snacks left either. Locust chips. There are no locust chips in all of Eretz Mitzrayim. V'yom Hashem al Moshe nete yadcha al ha'shamayim v'yihi choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim v'yamesh choshech. And Hashem said to Moshe, stretch out your hands to the heavens and there will be darkness on the land of Mitzrayim and the darkness will be stronger than that of the night. V'yit Moshe es yado al ha'shamayim v'yihi choshech afela b'chol ha'aretz Mitzrayim shloshes yomim. And Moshe stretched out his hand to the sky. Darkness fell in all of the land of Mitzrayim for 3 days. Rashi is going to, based on the coming pasuk that we see, that it says that nobody could see each other and they could stand up for 3 days. So each one is a separate clause, including it that you have 3 days of not being able to see each other, 3 days of not being able to stand up, and then a night which bridges in between the two of them, so that makes it 7 days. Why do you need 7 days of Choshech? You need 7 days of Choshech because the first three, for any of the Yisraelim who were sinners in that time, that they were not roy to be saved, and they died during that time. In order that there shouldn't be a complaint, wait a second, the Bnei Yisrael are dying just like the Mitzrim, so as a result, that's when the sinners of that generation who didn't want to leave Eretz Mitzrayim, so that's when they passed away. Rashi also notes that the first 3 days were darkness that you couldn't see each other, but the next 3 days were darkness that it was so intense you couldn't even move. Lo ra'u ish es achiv, v'lo kamu ish mitachtav, shlosh es yamim, v'lo b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshav sam. Man did not see his fellow, nor did any man stand up for 3 days, and for all the B'nai Yisrael, there was light in their houses.